valid student ID. We also have kingfish tables of 8 or 10 that can be reserved this year.
You are listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, and it's 11 seconds after 7 o'clock, and that means it's time for the Opera Box.
Bin ich nun frei? Wirklich frei? So grüß euch denn meine Freiheit, ist er groß.
And good evening. Welcome to the Opera Box. I'm your host, Ron Nadell. Tonight's playlist is my third, highlighting operatic villains, examples of how much music can establish a sense of evil in a character, such as Albrecht in Wagner's The Rheingold. And we'll also hear music of Offenbach, Meschner, and Schumann. So join me for tonight's celebration of the bad guys. The Nibelung dwarf Alberich, having stolen the gold of the Rhine River and making an all-powerful ring, has had the ring taken away from him by the gods, and he places a powerful curse on the ring. Anyone who desires it, or even comes in contact with it, shall be destroyed until Alberich gets it back. From Das Rheingold, The Rheingold, the first opera in Wagner's four-opera mythology cycle, The Nibelung's Ring. Many characters in the series will perish by this curse, villains and heroes alike. In that recording, we heard the great Gustav Neidlinger with Georg Scholti conducting the Vienna Philharmonic. And here we are, 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadel at KGNU. And I've got a playlist tonight highlighting villains in opera. Opera villains provide a great opportunity for composers to show their skill in characterization, as well as giving the singers a rich role to portray. And Wagner's mythology cycle has some of opera's most malignant villains. For example, in the second opera of the series, The Valkyrie, that villain is Hunding. In Act One, we first meet the heroic Siegmund. He tried to help a young girl who was being forced into a tribal marriage, but he was outnumbered and forced to flee into a stormy night. He arrives at a hut, exhausted, weaponless, seeking shelter, only to find out that the hut is occupied by one of those cruel tribesmen, Hunding. In this scene from Act One, Hunding declares his hatred for Siegmund after learning who he is. But since Siegmund sought shelter, Hunding is obliged to let him stay the night. Hunding silently orders his young wife to make his evening draught of mead. He then informs the weaponless Siegmund he must fight to the death in the morning. And taking his mead, he goes off to his bedroom and throws the bolt, locking the door. From Act One of The Valkyrie.
Nicht heilig ist ihm, was andern hilft. Verhasst ist es allen und mir. Zur Rache war ich gerufen, Sühne zu nehmen für sieben Blut. Zu spät kam ich Kehrte nun heim des flüchtigen Frevlers Spur im eigenen Haus zu
The brutal Hunding challenges the weaponless Siegmund to a fight to the death. From Act One of the second opera in Wagner's four-opera cycle, The Nibelung's Ring. Part of the greatness of Wagner's plot is that this episode has something to do with that gold ring and curse. In that recording, we heard the great Gottlob Frick with, again, Georg Schulte, conducting the Vienna Philharmonic. It's 13 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to the Opera Box at KGNU. I'm Ron Nadel with my third program featuring great operatic villains. Wagner's operas are serious, but he also wrote a romantic comedy, Die Meistersinger, The Master Singers. And there's a sort of villain in that comedy, the curmudgeonly Beckmesser, one of the master singers. Now, in the opera, there is to be a singing contest, and the winner gets to marry Eva, the daughter of one of the master singers. Old Beckmesser is one of the contestants, but so is the handsome Walter von Stolzing. Von Stolzing composed a beautiful song. Beckmesser overheard him practicing it, and he intends to use the song first. Now, here is a snippet of Walter's song where he's practicing in Act Two. But listen now as Beckmesser sings that song, or tries to sing that song, in the Act 3 competition. He mangles the words and everyone erupts into laughter.
Thank you. weil es hier unter mir geht. An meine Leite stand kein Wein. Sie schämt und wollt mich nicht mehr sehen. Gleich wie ein Kraut umfasert die Hand meinen Leib, mit Augen zwinkend, der Hund ist winkend, was ich vor langem verzerrt, wie flug so halb und fern von mir.
Oh, the curmudgeon Beckmesser confuses the audience trying to plagiarize Walter von Stolzing's song during the singing contest, only to mangle it up from Act 3 of Wagner's Die Meistersinger von Nürnberg. And we heard the great Gerhard Evans as Beckmesser with Herbert von Karajan conducting the Dresden State Opera Orchestra and Chorus. Well, you're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU. I'm your host, Ron Nadell, and I've got a program of operatic villains. And this next one is none other than the devil from the Faust legend. Everyone knows about the philosopher Faust, who made a bargain with the devil. Well, Faust, with the devil's help, gets the young Gretchen to fall in love with him. He gives Gretchen a sleeping potion for her to give to her mother so they can be alone. Well, Gretchen's mother died from the potion, and then Gretchen became pregnant. In this scene from Schumann's Faust, Gretchen has gone to church to pray forgiveness, and the devil sits behind her as the chorus sings, taunting her with her sins.
Soll sein, so 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 sein, hier weg mir ist, als ob die Arme mir den Atem versetzte, ist all mein
Mephistopheles taunting the hopeless Gretchen as she prays for forgiveness. From Schumann's Scenes from Faust. In that recording, we heard the great John Shirley Quirk as Mephistopheles' Elizabeth Harwood was the hapless Gretchen. Benjamin Britten conducted the English Chamber Orchestra and Aldeburgh Festival Singers. We're coming up now on, it's 27 minutes after 7 o'clock here on a Monday evening. You're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadell, and I've got a program of villains in opera. Be sure to stay with me after the Opera Box for a classic Monday for the next program of my Tone Poem series with music telling a story. Tonight, biographies. That's at 8 p.m. right here on KGNU. Well, another of the most fiendish villains in literature, film, and opera is the vampire. Heinrich Mertschner composed an opera, The Vampire, in 1828. This is long before Wagner was writing operas. Mertschner wrote fairy tale operas and had a preference for dark subject matter. His opera is about the vampire Reuven, and we're going to hear two excerpts. In the first, Sir Edgar Aubrey discovered that his friend, Lord Reuven, is a vampire. But Aubrey swore not to tell. Well, in Act Two, he learned that the vampire has killed people, and Aubrey threatens to reveal the vampire. But Reuven tells Aubrey that if he breaks his oath, it will make him a vampire, and he gives him a blood-curdling account of just what it's like to be undead. Then later in Act Two, Reuven lures the innocent young Emmy into the woods and kills her.
Scheint der Fehltritt auch nicht groß, ist so einmal erst gefunden. Enger stets wirst du umstummen, und die Hölle lässt dich los.
Der will ich für mein Verschulden, Marker voller Strafe dulden. Was kann Ärgeres geschehen? Gibt es größeres Verderben, als die heißgeliebte sterben und so grässlich sterben sehen?
Meinst du, versuch es nur und mit Schauder wirst du sehen, was noch Ärgeres kann geschehen. Glaubst du, dass mich die Natur zu dem schrecklichen Beruf schon bei der Geburt erschuf? Hierhin verrate ich, Schuld des Mein, als Lot auf dich, um mit süßen Triumphieren die Geliebte heimzuführen, wird der Gatte fahren und ein Hoch beglückt an. Doch es war die Zeit heran, bei tausend Schlangen wissen, wir die Seele wird entrissen. O, den Richter bald trittst du, und der Strenge spricht. Reue sühnet mein alt Licht, du ein grausiger Leichnam einher. Es steht dich von Blute der Tunnel, die dich am meisten lieben und ehren. Im Minder trägst du die verzehrende Glut, bei keinem Leben hat's du geschoren. Was ich lebt, ist durch dich verloren. Der Gattin der Söhne, der Töchter Blut, es stille zuerst eine scheißliche Wut, und vor ihrem Ende erkennen sie dich und fluchen dir. Hast mir auf
kleinen Händen um dich. Die Tränen, die Zelle, all deine Tränen. Verschone mich, ich will auf Erden für dich beten. Du siehst dir ins unschuldig fromme Gesicht, du möchtest verschonen und kannst es doch nicht. Es reizt dich der Teufel, es reizt dich die Wut. Das teure Blut. So lebst du, bist du zur Hölle fährst, der du auf ewig nur angehörst. Selbst doch feige vor deinem Blick, die Schale verwolfen, ich recke zurück. Gegen dich sind sie Engel dein, und der Verdammte bist du allein. Du starrst, du stehst entsetzt vor mir. Ich zeichnete nach der Natur. Meine eigene Geschichte erzählte ich dir. Jetzt geh hin, geh hin, geh hin und brich deinen Schwur.
Folge mir, kannst du lange grausam.
Vampire Reuven kills the innocent Emmy. Before that, Reuven describes the horrors of being undead to keep Lord Aubrey from revealing him. From Der Vampir, The Vampire, by Heinrich Mirschner. And we heard Anna Tomoa Simto as Emmy, Roland Herrmann as the vampire, with Donald Grobe as Sir Edgar Aubrey. Fritz Rieger conducted the Bavarian Radio Orchestra. I'm going to finish my villainous program with three villains who are actually one from Offenbach's Tales of Hoffmann. The Tales of Hoffmann is actually four stories in one. The poet and storyteller Hoffmann is waiting in a tavern for his lover, the singer Stella. Hoffmann has a rival, the evil counselor Lindorf, who also lusts for Stella. Now, in the tavern, Hoffmann regales everyone with three fantastical stories about his past lovers. While he's telling the stories, Lindorf has intercepted a letter from Stella to Hoffmann, and he opens it. As he opens it, a key falls out, and the note tells Hoffmann to meet Stella in her bedroom that night. Lindorf plans to take Hoffmann's place.
Tiens, une clé. Cher Hoffmann, je t'attends dans 2 heures après la représentation. Je t'aime, Stella. Ah, les femmes. Non, cela ne sera pas, chère prima donna. Et dans 2 heures, c'est le conseiller Lindorf qui ouvrira discrètement la porte de votre boudoir parfumé. Dans les rôles d'amour langoureux, je sais que je suis pitoyable et j'ai là l'esprit comme un diable, comme un diable. Des éclairs, j'ai dans tout le physique, j'ai dans tout le physique un aspect satanique qui produit sur les rêves des faits de pile électrique. Par les rêves, j'arrive
Counselor Lindorf planning to take Hoffman's lover, Stella, away from him that very night. Well, while Lindorf is scheming, Hoffman tells the tale of his affair with the courtesan Giulietta. And in that story, the devilish Dapertutto plans to take Hoffman's soul and bribes Giulietta with jewels to help him. The evil Dapertutto bribing Giulietta with jewels, planning to take Hoffman's soul. Well, later in the opera, Hoffman recounts another tale about the time he was in love with a young singer, Antonia. Her mother was a singer who died mysteriously while being treated by Dr. Miracle. Antonia's doting father has tried to end her affair with Hoffmann and made her promise never to sing again because that is how her mother died. Well, in this scene, Dr. Miracle has come to examine Antonia. Hoffmann's friend Niklaus warns Antonia not to listen to Dr. Miracle, but he gets Antonia stirred up, saying that she's denying herself great fame by not singing. Suddenly, Antonia thinks she hears her mother's voice in her head, urging her to sing. And she begins to sing, becoming more and more agitated and feverish. Urged on by Dr. Miracle, Antonia collapses and dies before Hoffmann can save her.
Thank you. cœur à splendeur de solo. Tu veux abdiquer? Écoute.
Antonio collapses and dies, part of the evil plan of Dr. Miracle. Well, we heard Gabriel Bacchier as Dr. Miracle and Dapper Tutto, two reflections of Hoffman's nemesis counselor Lindorf, also sung by Gabriel Bacquier. Antonia was sung by Joan Sutherland, and Richard Bonning conducted the Orchestre de la Suisse Romande from The Tales of Hoffman by Jules Offenbach. Well, this is your host, Ron Edel. I want to thank you for joining me for tonight's Opera Box program. Stay tuned now for A Classic Monday.
Hey, all you Mardi Gras lovers. KGNU and the Colorado Friends of Cajun Zydeco are bringing Mardi Gras to you on Saturday, February 23rd at the Avalon Ballroom in Boulder. Come dance to Zydeco masters Preston Frank and Ed Pouillard with a Creole dance band and all your favorite Mardi Gras festivities. For information and tickets, visit kgnu.org.
It's 8 o'clock, and you are listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Well, good evening. Welcome to KGNU's A Classic Monday. I'm still your host, Ron Nadell, and I want to tell you a story. Actually, I want to play you some stories. And tonight I'm continuing with my series of programs of classical music illustrating some kind of unspoken narrative, stories, nature, and places, with my 13th program, Music Inspired by Real People, Biographies in Music, such as Madame Press died last week at 90. I've also got music of Richard Strauss, Edward Elgar, Aaron Copland, and more. So don't move, join me for A Classic Monday and my program on program music biographies.